What's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. You're listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. Today is Tuesday, May the 3rd. This is a, thank God, Brother BJ, you came out with another episode. I know I said I was going to do an episode like every day, but you know, hey, life happens. But hey, I'm here, and let's see if we can start a string of shows and put a string of shows together, because I really enjoy doing this and talking to you. And I really appreciate all our listeners all across the country and the people that write in and let us know that they're listening. Thank you so much for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. R. Kelly is facing a potential life sentence in federal prison after a jury convicted him of racketeering back in September of 2021. Last year, remember, the sentencing or conviction of R. Kelly happened. It was in the news, and now it's the sentencing phase. June 15th, he will be sentenced in Brooklyn, New York, and he could face a possible life sentence. And nobody ever thought that we would be saying this about R. Kelly, prolific songwriter, singer, artist, and this is what he come to. A life sentence in jail because of bad morals. And this is what we got to talk about, how we handle ourselves with females, man. The men need to be trained all over again on how to deal with women. We look at women as sex objects. And listen, R. Kelly is not the worst offender of women. He's like the poster child. But I'm telling you right now, these people in these movie houses, these producers, these movie directors, they the worst. These business people in the high ivory towers in America that manipulate silly women who want to climb the corporate ladder and get them on the casting couch and have sex with them and do all manner of evil. These people are worse than R. Kelly. R. Kelly's life just played out on a big screen. You know, they made a damn TV show about his sexual indiscretions. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't win. But there's a lot of R. Kelly's out there. That's the bottom line. There's millions of R. Kelly's out there. Let me put it like that. All over this world that misuse and abuse the women that are sex hungry dogs that don't know the value of a woman. And we coming up on Mother's Day. And all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day to you. You are the most precious gift that we've ever been given, because you produce life. You produce us. We come out of your blessed womb. And we honor you today. If nobody ever told you how special you are, I want you to know that you are the most special, precious human being. You are the second self of the creator of the heavens and the earth, because through you, God duplicates himself on the planet. Good God Almighty. So when you walk around today, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say, I love you. I respect you. I'm not going to let no man disrespect me, because I am the mother of civilization. I bring doctors onto the planet. I bring lawyers onto the planet. I bring people who build rocket ships and create medicine to solve the problems of the earth. The woman does that through her blessed womb. When you look at these cases like this of sexual abuse of women, and the women do not know who they are, and if they did, they wouldn't allow a man to get between your legs. It wouldn't be so easy for men to get between your legs if you knew the immeasurable value of who you are as a woman. It's just a shame that we abuse our women like that. That's why I like women when they call me Brother BJ, because that means that they feel like I'm their brother and they can feel safe around me and they trust me to be, you know, in their presence. I really take pride in that, Brother BJ. Hey, Brother BJ. How you doing? Oh, that's Brother BJ. You know what I'm saying? That makes me feel good because that means that they know that I respect them as a female. Man, I didn't mean to talk about this, but this is like a whole nother show that I could do and talk on this for like hours about women and the misuse of women. Our women got to get in order, man. You know, we got to get back in order. Our women are out of order in the streets of America. You know, I'm looking at all these big booty videos all the time. What is, like, these workout clothes, right, that women wear in public now? Usually you would wear it just in the gym, and I think it's inappropriate to wear these tight leggings showing everything about your body, even to your, you know, your private area. You see the print of the woman, right? And now women are wearing these clothes out in public, and it's like black women are obsessed with a round behind showing every damn body. I mean, what's wrong with us? Who's over the women? Where are the mothers at to tell your daughters that this inappropriate for you to walk out and let a man size you up sexually and lust after you? And you just, in a world like this, you can't do that. You can't do that, man. You asking for trouble.
Well, I can wear anything I want to wear. That's his problem.
Yeah. It'll be your damn problem when he corner you in that damn alley. Or he start following you around the store. And somebody, you know, follows you home, find out where you live, then break in your house. All because of you showing somebody your body. Now, this may be making a lot of women mad, but I don't give a damn because, you know, this got to stop. This doesn't have anything to do with being a woman. What we're doing is being like a seductress. We want people to look at our body. Why you want people outside of your man to look at your body? Anyway, man, I didn't mean to go there. I know I'm making y'all mad. But look, man, I be thinking about this. I'm like, man, if I had a daughter, I would not let her go out with these tight workout clothes to show all these men your body. Then we so wild and savage out here. I'm walking in the mall with you and you got them kind of clothes on and somebody makes a comment and now I got to defend your honor. Somebody pull out a gun. And this is what happens every weekend. This is what happens when you hear about people getting killed at parties and people getting killed at nightclubs and all kinds of stuff. It's domestic things that happen. And it all start with some dude making a comment about your girl, you know, because she fine, man. And she's showing every damn body her body. And she my woman. And I feel stupid. I used to feel stupid when I would go out with a woman and she had a, you know, breasts out, you know, all these tight clothes on and stuff. And it made me feel so uncomfortable. I said, I ain't doing this no more. Look, the men of this world do not desire a righteous, virtuous woman. I'm going to say that again. The men of this world do not desire a righteous woman. Where there are no decent women, there are no decent men. And what does that mean? That means that, you know, have you seen or heard guys talking about, I like for other dudes to look at my girl because I got something that they can't have. What's a stupid statement? You like for other men to look at your woman and size her up sexually. You know, I like to hit that. I know what I do with that. He can't do nothing for you. He too little. You need to get with, you know, say all these comments that savage people make. You don't live in a civilized society. That's what you need to understand. It's not a civilized society. This is a savage wilderness in North America. That's why the police have to carry sticks and guns like you see in a zoo, because the people are wild and untamed. Savage. You're going to put yourself out there with your fine self, trying to get attention. You want somebody to fall in love with your behind instead of falling in love with your mind. Because there's somebody that got a bigger booty than you got and got bigger breasts than you got. I'm sorry, sisters. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't even release this podcast because I didn't mean to go there. But now we here. I can't even get to the rest of my stories because I'm on this subject. Because I just want our young girls to do better. And this is the last stand of a generation that we're going to lose unless you tell the truth, regardless of people like what you're saying or not. We have to get to the point to save our people is that you have to be willing to be brave enough and courageous enough to tell people the truth. Otherwise, we are doomed as a people. Just like with all this this gay stuff that's going on, the transgender stuff that's going on. Can't you see that the agenda is to make all black men into women? Can't you see that? It's being promoted. It's being celebrated. And if you say something about it, then you say, well, you're transphobic or you're homophobic. No, I just disagree with that shit. And so they're pouring it on. And then you look at the TV commercials that they got the white man. He is replacing black men as the head of black families. I mean, look at all the commercials you see. Every commercial is an interracial commercial where I got a black woman with her black children and some white dude sitting at the dinner table. You know, this is being done deliberately right in your face. These people hate us. And they're not promoting the black family. They're promoting the white man being the head of the black family. Talking about diversity, equity. And they're doing the exact opposite. It should be, if you're really trying to help us promote black families, a black man with his wife and children in the house and create some media that promotes that. But they're doing the exact opposite. And here you are, your silly self. Well, go ahead, girl. You know, it don't matter who you fall in love with, as long as he treats you right. Sounds so damn stupid. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up, man, because I'm going these places, right? I had some more stories I wanted to get to, but now I don't even feel like talking about it because this really upsets me. So I'm going to end this podcast. I apologize. I'll try to come back a little later on and do another show. All right, it's the 20-Minute Morning Show, y'all. Make sure you subscribe if you like what I'm talking about. Make sure you pass the message on. Tell your friends. Share the link to this podcast with some of the people that, you know, your friends that may, you know, dig what Brother BJ is talking about. Thank y'all.